Sans Pants Radio, Australia's hottest podcast network.
Hey, you beautiful angels. Our sister show, the one where we have filthy dog mouths and talk about pop culture wrong, Plumbing the Death Star, is doing a live show to help recoup the costs of making the poor financial decision of starting a podcast network. If you're in Melbourne on Saturday, June 5th, and want to see myself, Jackson, and Joel Dusha live and in the flesh, just head to the link in the show notes and you can be disappointed in us in real time for the bad things we say. We're performing at the Comedy Republic at 6:30 p.m., so why not come in early and have a meal in the city? Make a night of it! Dinner, booing at your least favourite boys, a sneaky bev or two, and then home in bed by 9. The perfect way to spend a Saturday night. So once again, tickets are in the show notes. They are limited, so get in quick. Everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Cruella?
Disney's, they've done it. They're like, this dog killer. You want to know why she kills these dogs?
And I do. Why does she hate dogs so much? And why does she think Dalmatian make a great jacket?
Disney's given themselves a beautifully Herculean task. Like, the character in our movie, the villain who skins dogs alive to make a coat.
Yep.
Can we make her sympathetic? Can we?
We have simply given you a film where we're making you envision a villain skinning 101 puppies alive.
Yeah, not just dogs, puppies.
Puppies.
In the history of Disney, like cartoon films, has there ever been anyone who's just so vile?
Yeah, I don't
as
think
a villain.
Mickey Mouse probably hit Hitler at one point. But apart from that, Cruella's probably number two.
Mickey Mouse's greatest enemy, Mortimer Mouse, is a big pervert. You know that guy with the big pants?
Yeah, I know the guy, the big, big pants, pervert.
Anyway, Mortimer Mouse, he's probably, but still, none of them have skinned dogs.
Okay, so
Hercules, the movie Hercules, Hades is the villain.
The Lord of the Dead.
But even he doesn't seem as evil as Cruella DeVille.
You have Scar, right, in The Lion King? He kills his brother. Well, he doesn't. He pushes his brother. The wildebeest killed the brother.
One dead lion. That's 100 less bodies.
And the reason why he killed his brother was because he wanted to be king. It was a simple, just like, regicide. This is more like 101 dead puppies for a coat. Coat you wear once.
Yeah, because like obviously with like high fashion, you can't repeat outfits.
No, it's not like she's cold
shot.
And she needs the coat. What about Claude Frollo from The Hunchback of Notre Dame? He nearly throws Quasimodo in a well. That's not great.
But they haven't made
a movie about it.
And also, like, it... it's one guy versus 101.
Sure.
I mean, 100.
But also we would be having the same conversation if Disney was releasing Frollo, the movie, where they were like, you know, this guy who nearly killed this deformed baby. Maybe you love him now. Maybe I do. I don't know.
Look, 101 wrongs shouldn't be something we judge someone for.
So do we think this movie is going to give us? Is it? And you don't really get the sense of this in the trailer, but maybe, is it like she started off good in how she became corrupted, a sort of Darth Vader story, if you will.
A
prequel trilogy, if you'd rather.
I think that there is the impression, or like people think that is what's going to happen, not because of the trailers, but because of Maleficent, the last time Disney did this. But I don't think this is I don't think this is going to try and do the same thing that Maleficent did, which is like, she's terrible because the world was terrible.
I've never seen Maleficent, but I think I've heard other people describe it. And the whole thing is just like, well, the reason she's a bit of a shit is because the king reneged on a deal.
And like,
cut her horns off and stuff. It's like,
the movie plays real heavily into like abuse themes.
But
like, a Disney-fied version. It's an intense movie. It's weird. Like, again, it's weird that Disney did that.
So what did Dalmatians do to Cruella?
Well, I love, and I pointed this out when we were watching the trailer, there's a scene where she goes into a fancy ball in an outfit.
Three Dalmatians
who already hate her.
Three CGI Dalmatians.
They know.
So that their
what do
face
they know?
Looks angrier than a normal dog.
They can see the future. They're like, this woman's going to make a coat out of our children's children.
If she had killed those three dogs in the movie 101 Dalmatians, I'd be like, oh, I get it. It's those three dogs from this movie that they hate her. She was just fighting back.
But. No.
If it's a fair fight and someone kills a dog, I'm fine with it.
What if it's a fair fight, someone kills a dog, and then where's the dog?
Actually, I think it's the wearing.
Yeah.
Look, this is sad, but a vet's probably killed more than 101 dogs.
That's true. Yeah, but they're not wearing
them. But they don't wear them.
But they're not doing that for high. The reason they're putting down your pooch is because it has inoperable cancer.
Yeah.
And its quality of life is plummeting towards zero.
If the vet was like, so you're just going to bury this dog, yeah? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, what if it could go somewhere else? What if we could do some? What if we could recycle it?
Yeah.
I like that from this, I guess.
Downcycle your dog.
What do you think about that? Sir, I am in mourning.
I'll give you time. You've got your family pet here. Your beautiful pooch you've had for 13, 14 years. Yeah. It's getting a bit old in the tooth. What if we make some gloves out of it?
I don't know if you've noticed, but it's chilly in this office.
I'm always very cold.
I'm just going to say your dog's got luxurious fur. Put two and two together, how about? You can't wear my dog. Okay.
We'll circle back.
No.
We'll just put this on the
put a pin in that. That's fine. Oh,
just highlight it. We'll come back to it later.
Yeah, we don't have to figure it out now. You're
just
a tough, difficult
a
time for you, of course.
Bookmark in this conversation about me wearing your dead dog's skin. We'll come back to it.
That's
we'll
okay. Back. What about? No, look. I know you're okay. Okay, see, notice the dog. That's on the table. But I see you have a very fetching parrot.
Yeah. What if I
is the parrot?
How's the parrot?
What's the health of that parrot? Just
what's the man's best friend into a jacket for me? I understand that's intense. But parrot,
no, who's parrot's friend?
Parrot's
no one's best friend.
They hate you. They hate you.
You
let's
can't
be honest.
Wear my jacket. I might go to a different vet.
All right.
That's your choice.
That's right,
we'll just put another bookmark in that. Come back to it later.
Yeah, we'll come back to it later. That's fine. We don't have to work. Yeah.
Yes. So Cruella, the trailer is, and look, this is, I'm not the first person to say this, nor will I be the last.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the trailers are just like, hey, what if the Devil Wears Prada is also Joker?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
But instead of,
It seems like the basic plot is that Cruella De Vil is like she wants to get into fashion, but she's got to work hard as like a servant or something. And then she's like, well, of my own accord, I'm going to enter the fashion world. And then Devil's Wear Prada happens.
Well, I think it's just going to be like, oh, I want to go into the fashion world because I've always been a bit different. I've seen the outlook in the world a bit different. That makes me good at fashion.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do the thing that people say they do. I'm going to go from the start and work my way up. And so she starts doing that. And I think then she gets shat on and she's like, why the hell am I doing this? Why am I putting myself to this? I can do a shortcut. Or is this like, this is what everyone expects me to do, of like work myself up
and
go through this hard bullshit and get my hands stepped on and do these crap jobs. And eventually I'll be noticed and then I will get a job in the fashion industry. Or fuck that. Yeah. I'm going to do this crazy outlandless bullshit and then I'm going to be noticed.
First theory to put on your BS bingo card. Real name isn't Cruella De Vil. It's something else. She's a nobody. And then because she wears a mask a lot of the time when she's in her fashion, she's like, I'm the brand new fashion designer on the scene, Cruella De Vil.
I think that her real name is Cruella. Her last name isn't De Vil.
Yeah.
It's something, but she gets bullied because there's a flash of her in one of the trailers her in school getting spit on.
Yeah. That's
cool.
Right.
Cool.
Also, she has the same fashion sense later in life as she did as a child, which is great.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Like, is she born like that?
Well, because as a kid, she's got like the hair, which is the black and white on both sides. But then her mentor also has a very black and white theme.
I think that, chuck it in the bingo card, but I think it's the De Vil part. I think because of the way that the trailer, she says, I am Cruella.
Yeah.
I think her name is Cruella, but I reckon she changes it from Cruella to something else. Kate.
What name sounds like Cruella?
Ella.
Ella.
Okay.
We're idiots. Ella. We are the stupidest cunts on the internet.
Ella De Vil.
So I think it's going to be like an Ella De Vil or something like that. People call her Cruella.
Yeah. Because the reason I think
Ella short for something.
Elephant. No.
My name is Elephant Devil.
Whoa, that's a crazy concept.
No,
because what it seems like, to me anyway, is like she starts working for what's her name?
Emma Thompson.
She starts working for Emma Thompson, but Emma Thompson gives her no guff, doesn't, you know, no, doesn't pay attention to her. But she's like, I got all these great ideas, and Emma Thompson's like, your idea's a shithouse. And then she's like, well, if you're not going to take me seriously as whatever my name is, I got to invent this persona. Because when she sets her dress on fire, Emma Thompson's like, who are you? And it's, like, so it's like, Cruella. I'm Cruella De Vil. So if she already knew who she was.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, I don't think her name is Cruella De Vil. I don't think it's Cruella De Vil.
I think it's like Beth Johnson or something.
Cordelia.
Yeah.
Rickhams.
Yeah, so she's going to invent this persona. Yeah. Here's a couple questions.
Well, I just want to build on your plot real quick because I think you're very close, but I just want to lay out, because I just want to get this out there because I want people to tweet me when I'm 100% correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get her just being shit on in life, and she's a cleaner or whatever, and that's where, like, getting stepped on and stuff happens. I reckon that's the start of the movie. She gets noticed by Emma Thompson, who gives her a job.
Yeah.
And then she's like, it's my leg up in life. And then she just gets shit on by Emma Thompson in her new job. So you get a point where you're like, oh, it's a big break. And then it's not actually a big break, which is where they're like, she's making dresses, and Emma Thompson slashes her with this straight razor.
Fashion scheme.
And then she realizes that she's still being stepped on and in a no better position. Yeah. And
then she's like, well,
she makes a persona. Cruella being the future. Maybe because her ideas are too like outlandish and like, again, you know, the whole like, I am the future.
I reckon Emma Thompson also steals one of her ideas and says, this sucks. And then she'll be wearing that outfit later.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the black and white thing. That she's
That's probably it.
Here's a question.
When does she dye her hair? Great question. She goes from black and white to a regular Emma Stone red. Well, not the regular Emma Stone red,
but also, to a vibrant red.
Emma Stone's blonde in real life. That's crazy.
Yeah.
She dyed her hair for Superbad. There's a little fun fact.
That was fun.
Oh, thank you.
Thrill ride. Wow.
Put this on the BS Boys bingo card. Superbad still holds up.
Yeah, it does. No, I think that's fair. There's put that in the middle.
A couple of slurs, but it was 2007. Not that I'm forgiving them, but just that if you watch a movie from
times
that era.
Times were different.
Yeah. You're going to have to accept there might be a couple of slurs and only chucked about.
Yeah, and then, anyway, Superbad holds up. Bang in the middle.
Yep.
Cruella De Vil not being her real name, off in the corner somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. What? Who cares?
It's a risk.
Do you think in this movie she will kill a dog, either on purpose or accident?
Well, if she kills it, it's got to... So it's a prequel. And every prequel movie has to have that little bit at the end where it's like, and then the movie you love will happen. So is there going to be a scene where she sees a Dalmatian?
I reckon it'll be a scene where she sees it. Oh, wait, no, because I think she gets the idea for the coat in 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah.
It's not like she rolls in fully formed, ready to fucking kill some dogs.
She's not like,
she gets the idea when she sees the Dalmatian.
Patting a dog and being like, man, this fur is so warm.
Wait a second.
Do you think we're going to get a slow, sad, or slow, like, menacing cover of the Cruella De Vil song?
Cruella De Vil. Cruella
like a slow, breathy version.
That's pretty sexy, the way we're singing
it. It is. audience gets boners from this episode. It's on the BS. They take it into the cinema. Like, this isn't even...
This happened. Oh, it didn't.
I filled this out before I even collected my card.
I think we're going to get either like an instrumental version. Because again, like the Cruella De Vil song happens in the film.
Yeah, a breathy version of the song happens in 101 Dalmatians.
I don't think it'll be like, obviously it's not going to be in the world of the movie.
Yeah.
It'll either be over the end credits or instrumental version starts as the movie ends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or it could even... No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't open with it.
What about this? What about this? When she's at her height of power, that there's like people genuinely singing it out of love for her, like a band is singing it. No,
well, because
do you think? Well, look. Do you think they care about the canon?
Yeah, oh, good.
Because if they,
because I honestly think we're giving it too much credit.
Yeah,
they might just have the song in the film sung by like a choir of people.
Yeah.
Because in 101 Dalmatians, the dad sings it to
the owners of
the dog.
Mrs. Dalmatian.
Mr. Dalmatian, because Mrs. Dalmatian works at Cruella. God, it's the same plot again.
Mrs. Dalmatian works for Cruella De Vil.
Yeah.
Cruella's a little bit hard on her. She comes home and she complains, and then Mr. Dalmatian is like, I'll make a song.
If
she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will.
Yeah.
Cruella.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the Replacements covered it at one point. They're a good band, and it's a good cover.
Maybe
of
the song. They'll be in the movie.
Yeah, they're old now and have broken up twice. But maybe
come back for this.
A band, the Replacements, who famously broke up recently, claiming that they didn't want to sell out, reformed to appear in the Cruella de Vil
in the Disney film Cruella. Yeah, well,
so the Replacements sold out. Okay, yeah.
Here's a question. Mm-hmm. In the trailer, we see what looks like a bank vault opening and a whole bunch of bats coming out.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Okay,
scene?
So is Cruella a warlock or a witch because she has power over fire and power over bats?
Yeah.
But
are they, well, they're locusts?
Every time I see
some
bats,
kind of insect, basically, she creates a swarm of a creature, like a pestilence kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think she's a warlock.
I don't think she'll be magic. I just think the world of the movie will be like, it's sort of magic.
She'll have, like, fashion powers.
Yeah.
She's got, she already
sets her dress on fire and doesn't burn to death.
So. But where have we seen that before? www.thehungergames.com.
Yeah. That's true. Good point.
I was going to say Hunger Games. You started with W, and I'm like, WW, like E or F, whichever one it is now. Wrestling? You talking wrestling?
Probably have seen something like that in wrestling.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why is she, the bats aside, why is she in a bank vault? There seems to be a heist at some point in this movie.
She's from Emma Thompson.
Yeah. Why?
Just get money to fund the fashion, because she's.
Well, she's probably going to do a hostile takeover of her company.
I thought you were
going to
say hostile takeover. I was like, it's PG-13. I don't think anyone's dick's getting cut off in this movie.
So she's going to do a hostile takeover of Emma Thompson, and she's basically going to get her on the ask her out of her job and just take over.
Oh, yeah. Cruella, that company that Emma Thompson runs will be Cruella de Vil's company at the end, which is the same company that Mrs. Dalmatian will work for.
Wish I
remember their names. No, I don't.
What would that do?
My brain doesn't need that information.
It doesn't. No one needs it.
Yeah. My brain.
Even like filmgoers don't need that. No. Hey, I open it with like, and then Mrs. and Mr. Dalmatian.
Yeah, would you care?
Everyone would have been like, yeah, cool.
All right.
The problem is, though, because I don't know it, but I know that at some point I have.
You have known it?
Yeah. It's like Anna or something, I think.
Yeah. See, you're still trying.
Yeah, I know. It's annoying because my brain's just kind of reaching.
Replace it with Mrs. Dalmatian.
Yeah. Or Johnny Dalmatian. Easy. Sometimes that's helpful.
Johnny
for
Dalmatian?
Us. And Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian. Okay, so obviously also in this movie, Cruella has her two cronies from 101 Dalmatians, which is crazy because I sort of always assumed from 101 Dalmatians that these were just like hired goons, but clearly they have some previous relationship.
Yeah. Look, this is a movie that is borrowing heavily from every other movie because this is a Crabbe and Goyle situation.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, it's any duo of idiots.
Yeah,
that's true. You don't respect them.
You got a short one and a tall one.
Yeah.
And you're not friends.
Home Alone.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
see you as... No, that's different because they're not someone's cronies.
Well, but there's tall and short.
Yeah, Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, short and tall.
Wario Waluigi.
Exactly.
Sort of like the most extreme version of that duo. Yeah. But how does she know these guys?
Has anyone ever called Wario and Waluigi punished Mario and punished Luigi?
No, but that's good. Mm. That's funny.
Yeah. So where?
Thank you.
Are they what?
I just want to circle back to Johnny Dalmatian and Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian.
Yep.
Yes, it's gone.
Nailed it.
It's gone. My brain's satisfied with those names. Do we think that they will be in this movie? Cruella de Vil in the 101 Dalmatians film seems like significantly older.
Yeah, but apparently she went to the same school as Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian. I think they described them as classmates, which is crazy, which means that Cruella's evil has contorted her body to make her look like 110.
Yeah, she looks kind of like Johnny Skellington from Nightmare on...
on Christmas?
Nightmare on Christmas. You know, the famous film Nightmare on Christmas.
I do, dude, with Johnny Skeleton.
Johnny Skellington.
Halloween City, Johnny Skeleton, Nightmare on Christmas. That's how it goes. What about him?
That's what Cruella looks like.
Yeah. That's true.
Maybe sisters.
Yeah, no.
No.
But they do, but it is implied in 101 Dalmatians that...
I like that was like, no, don't put that...
Don't put that on your BS card, that's absurd. But that Johnny Dalmatian, Mrs. Dalmatian...
Yep. Hey.
Yeah.
You nailed that one.
Thank you. And Cruella de Vil went to the same. They're of comparable ages.
So that means that we almost certainly will get a mini Johnny Dalmatian.
Yes, I know it's absurd, But I'm 99% sure in the movie, the Disney movie 101 Dalmatians.
She's 102!
Yeah, they're like, your classmate, Cruella De Vil, you went to the same school together. No. Because Cruella De Vil is like, you married this man, dickhead, when you should have gone to fashion school, like me.
So
that's why she hates the guy, Mr. Johnny Dalmatians.
But she...
So Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian will definitely appear in this
film.
Yeah,
in fact, she might be a major character.
Or alternatively, there'll be a roll call in when the child flashback and they'll say, Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about boys.
That's crazy because I didn't...
I've been busy thinking about boys.
Should be played by Charlie XX. Yeah, no, because I've always assumed that when they say classmates, they meant at like fashion school or whatever, but I guess maybe in primary school.
Yeah, if that's the case, then yeah, we'll definitely get young Mrs. Dalmatian.
Young Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
So check that on BS bingo card.
So if,
young Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian.
Yeah. If young Mrs. Dalmatian... plays a bigger role than we anticipated because again maybe that scene where they're flashing back to her a young Cruella and that if that's like a big chunk of the film do you think she's going to like be good friends with her or do you think she's going to be one that bullied her
they can't make her a bully if they care about 101 Dalmatians at all because her character in those movies is like has the same energy as like I don't know why I'm going to this as a reference, but Miss Honeydew from Matilda.
Yeah.
Yeah, why? I don't know why.
But you're on the money. But she's also like...
She's like sweet and like...
Okay, so
a fairy floss person.
Yeah, so when Cruella gets like bullied and spat on by her other class chums.
Yeah.
Young Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian is probably going to be like her only friend.
Yeah.
And also Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian, young Dalmatian Johnny...
Let's call it Sarah Dalmatian.
Sarah Dalmatian. So she in 101 Dalmatians is very forgiving of and a bit like too forgiving of Cruella De Vil. Like, you know, Mr. Dalmatian is like, she's evil or whatever. And she's like, you don't know her or whatever. So maybe there'll be
her famous Jersey accent.
You don't know her. She ain't going to skin any of the dogs. Holy shit, I was wrong.
101 dogs.
Holy shit, we got to get our dogs back, Mr. Johnny Dalmatian.
She's going to skin them all.
When I married you and took the Dalmatian name, I knew what it meant. Anyway, so...
You know, we don't even own 101 Dalmatians. It's a common misconception about this film. She just needs 101.
101 Dalmatians would kill an adult female dog.
I think we got 12.
Anyway, so maybe there'll be some exploration of Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian and Cruella De Vil's relationship in the film.
Yeah.
That would be kind of maybe a bit interesting if it was like, how come she's still so forgiving when Cruella De Vil is still so obviously evil? Why? What happened? But also, she's not in the trailer at all, so maybe they won't do that.
Yeah. Maybe it's like, you know, that's a reveal.
Yeah.
Speaking of reveals, and something that's just popped into my brain, and this ties directly into what I think the film will end like. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, 101 Dalmatians animated film. Cruella, live action. Take on me ending. The movie ends with it turning into animated style. Animated style. I'm inventing new ways of saying words every episode.
This movie's is a brand new form of film. We call it animated style. Well, maybe I can imagine that over the credits, they'll do that thing. You saw this often in more 90s movies. Yeah. Where it'll be like a photo, like a still from the film, and then they'll animate over the top of it.
Kind
of
like...
like a hand-drawn thing. Yeah, like the Take On Me video.
Yeah.
That reference wasn't a mistake.
No, you were actually 100% on the money.
Over the Cruella De Vil song.
Yeah, but it's done to the tune of Take On Me. Cruella De Vil. Cruella De Vil. Cruella De Vil. Yeah.
Is it Rat Race or the one with Mr. Bean?
Yeah. Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah. So I think
Smash Mouth, All Star by Smash Mouth first appeared in that. Well, I mean, it was on an album first, but that's the first movie.
So like the credits of that, I think the opening sequence, that's all very animated.
Mm.
In an animated style. So maybe the end credits is the same kind of concept where it's going to be like in an animated style, and that's when we get the animated.
Yeah, I think that's very possible. Cruella. I think that's very possible. do we... Obviously, the dog skinning.
Yes.
It's sort of like a cornerstone of her personality. And currently, the way the film is set up, there's actually not a turn to evil at any point, because it's like have dreams of doing fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Try and do it yourself. Can't. Get in the industry. Get shat on. Have to work for yourself and become a boss bitch fashion designer.
Yep.
and then skin a dog.
So at what point is she going to be like experimenting with new materials to make clothing, and then the idea of a taboo or a forbidden material, i.e. dog skin.
Maybe that red dress that she burns through her coat to reveal is made of rats or something. Coat made of rats. Because you can make a character sympathetic if they kill rats.
Yes, that's true.
No one cares about rats.
Yeah. What in the movie Mouse Hunt.
Yeah.
They spend that whole film trying to kill that mouse, and we don't hate
good
them.
Guys. But what if Nathan the rat Lane starts, and starts his friend
singing like somewhere out
then
there.
It's sad if you kill Fievel. That's bad. Don't kill Fievel. He's a guy.
I just don't think you could kill.
It's really weird. So here's
what
the thing.
What if she owns a dog and her dog gets hit by a car, and this circles back to the vet conversation?
The vet's like, I'd like to wear it, and she's like, that's interesting.
You'd be comfortable with that?
You'd like to wear it.
No, you could be like, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
So what if, so again, a tragedy happens. Uh-huh. Okay. Maybe she does own a dog or whatever it might be, or a cat.
Yeah.
Or whatever it can, like an animal, and it gets hit.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Buy a car or something that happens and it'll tragically... It dies.
Yeah, rest in peace.
But then she's like, I want to keep a hold of this as a memento, and so I make gloves out of my pooch.
Oh, and that gives her a taste.
Yeah.
If that happens, and we are watching a movie where, in theory, Emma Stone playing Cruella de Vil has put her hands in a dog.
Okay, so it's sort of like...
The more we do this, the more I want to see this at the cinema.
Oh, I know.
So, like in Star Wars...
I'm familiar.
So you know in Star Wars.
I do.
And so it's cold.
Yeah.
We're on hot.
It's cold.
It's so cold. I'm freezing.
Oh.
I'm freezing. Oh, no. I have this tauntaun.
Yeah.
And if I crawl inside, it's warm.
I thought it smelled bad on the outside.
Yeah.
But actually, the inside's way worse.
From the outside, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, I'm cold. So what if we're in a scene? And
Emma Thompson's favorite cow.
Corella's favorite cow or a dog. And it's like, they're cold and like my hands are a bit chilly. What if?
I was like, you're not imagining
what
like,
if?
Oh no, I gotta get inside the cow. You're just like, I've got cold hands, slice open my dog, put him in.
Oh, which is surprisingly warm.
Or again, maybe
they're like, oh, my dog is sick. I don't have a thermometer to test it, but I'll use my fingy up its butt to see how like warm it is.
Well,
and then you're like,
hold on.
Oh, hang on a second. This is surprisingly comfortable.
If it feels
and
good
warm.
On, if it warms one finger, surely it
what
would
if?
Warm my whole hand.
What if?
What if? It is. There is a scene that is a direct reference to the 2001 Tom Green vehicle Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh my god!
And the answers are inside the dog, so she kills a dog and then wears its skin, and pretends to be a dog and then gets hit by a car.
That would be shocking to see. I would be like, isn't this film meant to be PG-13?
Disney released this, huh? No.
It's weird. Yeah. This, what's so weird
Someone
about
Someone had to
movie.
Release Freddy Got Fingered, too.
No, that's true.
And your move, Disney. Though, yeah, they spent $14 million on that film.
Someone had to do something with it.
If they had have chose to burn it.
Yeah, that would have been, you just have to make a decision one way or the other.
Put it in a pile or release it. And they went to release it.
What's weird about this movie is that in 101 Dalmatians, Cruella de Vil is like presented as evil, and as part of that, she's like, you're an idiot for settling down with Mr. Johnny Dalmatian. Mm-hmm. You should have focused on yourself and girl bossed your way to the top, yeah. Right? And in the movie, that's bad. That's presented as bad.
Yeah.
And then in this movie, they're showing us how she girl bossed her way to the top.
Yeah.
And then she skins dogs. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I get it, Disney. You're saying, well, hey, in maybe the modern day.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely, and absolute power means skinning some dogs.
Yeah, like in the year 2021, hey, focusing on yourself and girl bossing your way to the top, that's cool. That's a popular idea, but she skins dogs.
Once again.
What are you doing?
I see what they're doing because, yeah, you're right, girl, but it's also like they're very much trying to make a good for her movie.
Yeah. You know,
like the trope of like women, it's a new-ish, well, not new-ish, but it's one that's become popular.
You see it more and more, yeah.
Of like a woman committing violence or whatever in a situation where you're like rooting for her.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. And that's fine and fun and good, she skins dog.
And it means that they can't put a dog skinning. I mean, obviously they're not going to put a dog skinning scene in.
Well, again, yes, she skins dogs. In the future.
That's true, I guess.
In the future,
they have to pull the pin way too early in the plot of this if they want to avoid the connection. But they're naming the character Cruella de Vil.
It's already
first thing
there.
That comes to my mind, 101 Dalmatians. Yeah. Why is the movie called that? Because she wants to make a coat out of them.
Yeah. So yes, in the future, she might do some evil.
Yeah.
But in the present, we're still rooting for her.
She's still a girl boss.
She's still a girl boss.
Yeah.
I mean, I said this at the start of the movie.
Yeah. What if?
At the movie, the episode. Oh, every episode of Baseless Speculation is a movie in itself.
Yeah, I know.
We call it the cinema of the mind. Yeah. Anyway.
Yes.
It could just be the Joker thing again, where like the movie ends, like you're rooting for her, and then it gets to a point where she's gone too far.
Yeah,
and the audience
true.
Is meant to turn on her, but then maybe they don't, and they're like, yes, we love Arthur Fleck.
Yeah.
What if? The idea, the inception of the idea of a dog coat is here in this movie.
Yeah.
And so we got to look at in terms of like Emma Thompson to be like, why is she evil? And maybe part of her secret plans is maybe she's having a chat. Maybe this is when they start getting like with, Cruella and that being like, they start like becoming more pally and they start divulging plans. And maybe over whatever it is, Emma Thompson's like, you know, there's always something I've wanted to do, but they won't let me. Society isn't ready for this. Here is my sketchbook of dog coats.
So Disney presents the idea of skinning a dog. Instead of trying to shy away from the idea of skinning a dog, they're like, actually, it's cool.
No. This is Emma Thompson being like, they're not ready for this. And then Cruella's like, that's awful. That's a terrible person. You're evil. I got to like stop evil with evil. But then that obsession, that idea kind of circles in her head. And she's like, maybe I do want to wear a dog coat.
I don't know if I am confusing 101 Dalmatians and the Simpsons episode with See My Vest.
Sure. Yeah,
does Cruella have other animal items?
No. You are thinking of Mr. Burns,
who's got a vest made of real gorilla chest.
See his loafers, former gophers.
Yeah. But I couldn't remember if Cruella, I obviously knew it wouldn't be like she's wearing gorilla arms, but I couldn't remember if she was like, oh, here's like a ferret scarf, which she's almost certainly something Mr. Burns has.
It's so weird as well, because they will have to at some point have that turn. But having that turn, it kind of delegitimizes everything that makes her a girl. But you know what I mean?
What if she turns Emma Thompson into a coat?
Yeah.
She's going to get rid of her somehow.
So weird.
Skin clothes.
It's a
Cruella wears a Ed Gein.
Like a serial killer. Making a human lampshade.
Yeah.
But instead for your face.
Dogs don't seem so bad now.
That's the last line of the movie. Emma Stone turns to the camera and just hits dogs. Don't seem so bad now, do they? Put that on the BS Big Green Card.
Every single person in the cinema just pale-faced, horrified. I guess not.
I brought my kids to this.
I guess in a
Spice Bar.
In a moral dilemma of killing one person versus 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, this is worse to see, certainly. Oh, my God. Everybody. everybody just quietly walking out of the cinema, not saying a word, getting into their cars, driving home in silence.
Just driving home in silence, their kids in the back seat start to cry 10 minutes into the drive.
But what? Dad crying, mom crying.
What if? What if? We referenced Star Wars before, same company, Disney.
Yeah, well, yeah, true.
What if they just do the same thing that they did with the Death Star and the prequel series, where it's just like, there's like a sketch. Like Emma Thompson just got like a sketch of the dog coat and they just don't address it, but it's just very clearly there.
It's crazy because the idea of like wearing fur just in and of itself is already like a controversial and not considered a very progressive thing to do.
Well, yes.
Yeah, I know, but like wearing dog skin is the kind of like the worst possible version of that. You
dogs
know.
Smell bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like, well, maybe it's not the worst possible version. Wait, if somebody was like, you can wear an endangered white rhino hat or dog skin shoes, I'd
but then
go
I feel
the
like
shoes,
you're making
on the awful scale.
Yeah, yeah. But it's still so weird to have your protagonist of your girl boss root for her movie end up wearing fur at a bare minimum.
Yeah, because in the like animated version, yeah, she already has this big fur coat.
Yeah.
And again, like wearing fur and that kind of thing has sort of gone
it's out of
favor,
yeah.
And out of, yeah, because everyone's being like, the ethical dilemma.
But
yeah,
you can't,
just like, that's fucked.
Yeah, but also you can't just jump to dog fur out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So there's got to be something.
So what if it's just kind of like, again, looking at a coat and you're designing it out of leather. Mm-hmm. So you got like the cowhide, that kind of stuff. Yeah. And she's like, I just don't think it's pretty enough.
Yeah, yeah,
I just
yeah.
don't think this is good enough. I keep thinking that it needs to be better. I love the black and white. I really do. When we have those cows, and but they're kind of gross. But if I look over there, oh my God.
Yeah. I reckon you're actually on the money, Zamet. You're saying before that it'll become like a, so I think it's like, it becomes a big competition between her and Emma Thompson, right? Mm-hmm. To who can make the best fashion.
Do you think they cast two Emmas to increase the rivalry
to confuse
on screen?
Me. That's why they did.
Yes. To really heighten the rivalry. Yeah. Like, whoever wins in acting in this movie gets to
they get
be
to
the
remain
Emma.
Emma.
Yeah. Emma the other Stern's one is real name only is an M?
Yeah. The other person's going to be called Slugmo from now on.
Well,
Slugmo Thompson. Good luck getting work in Hollywood now. Yeah.
Well, another question I have for you. Emma Stone's real name is Emily. Do you reckon they called her Emily on set to stop confusion?
No, I think they called her Emma so she could enjoy it while it lasts.
Until she becomes Slugmo.
Yeah, Slugmo Stone. Oh, no, that's really good.
She's just getting the writer's ears being like, can you actually just write it so that Cruella dies?
Yeah,
just so
I actually want to lose. The moment the idea, the possibility that I could be Slugmo Stone got out there, I have so many offers.
You know what I was in? I mean, like, I understand that, like, I probably don't have like, that much leverage, but you know, I was in Superbad, a film that holds up.
Even today in 2021?
Yeah, it's great.
Mostly?
Like, it's a comedy. It's a comedy. Yeah. That's rare.
Yeah.
It's rare.
I don't know.
Moral of the
and I'm going to be Slugmo. Do you hear that?
Yeah, that's sick.
The office are beginning now?
Yeah.
So, whoa.
So, yeah, I reckon there'll be that rivalry, and you're right. It'll be the point where Emma Thompson is doing something unethical, whatever it is. You know, it might even, it might even be using, like, child labor or like, a sweatshop. But the fashion industry is already so unethical, I don't know how they can avoid any of it.
Yeah, like, what is considered not as bad as skinning dogs, but pretty bad?
Yeah, because, like, I'm like, because you want that, like, Emma Thompson's done this, and Emma Stone's like, well, if we wanna beat her, we gotta sink to her level, and then at a certain point, it becomes normalized for her, and she skins dogs.
Yeah, alternatively, one of the things that Emma Thompson could happen is Emma Thompson gives Emma Stone a job. I don't know why I've gone through her names now, but let's roll with it.
Yeah,
Emma Stone gives Emma Thompson gives Emma Stone a job. I regret
say Slugmo.
Yeah.
Interchangeably, because we don't know who will or Slugmo.
I'm gonna swap both Emmas with Slugmo Thompson gives Slugmo Stone a job.
Yeah,
Slugmo Stone sees Slugmo Thompson doing something unethical.
Yeah,
stops it.
Mm.
And then that is where Slugmo Stone gets, like, kind of pushed back into the shitter.
Slugmo
Thompson's like, you will never succeed in this industry unless you are willing to commit wholeheartedly to whatever we do.
Yeah.
And Slugmo Stone's like, fuck you!
Yeah.
Important. Remind me to come back to the fuck you
okay.
moment.
Okay, we'll do, we'll do. But then,
Slugmo Stone then, as the movie goes on, will eventually do the thing that she prevented Slugmo Thompson from doing, and that will be the turning point, being like, too big for your boots.
So is this movie going to end where it's just like, she's a monster now.
Yeah.
She's a monster woman, and that's...
Is there any redeeming qualities? Is there going to be any kind
any
of,
redeeming
like,
qualities into wanting to kill 101 dogs?
Of the person who later on goes to kill.
It's
and
so crazy though, because if it ends with her as the villain, like, the movie is saying, "Don't be a girl boss." You know what I mean? That's crazy.
It's going to do one of two things. It's either going to end...
Disney, what are you doing?
The movie's either going to end too far, like she'll just go too far, and the movie will end pretty close to the start of 101 Dalmatians, and it'll probably tie into the code, or they'll end it way too early and she won't really be a villain. Mm. You'll be like, yeah, okay, cool, but that doesn't actually explain where we got to Cruella de Vil.
Like in Maleficent, a movie I have not seen.
Yeah, this is baseless as hell.
Yeah, how they kind of make her somewhat of a sympathetic character.
Yes.
Will we get the same with Cruella? Like, oh, she was bullied in primary school.
She struggled a lot.
You can understand that she should skin dogs.
Maleficent has the advantage of being, like, from a certain point of view, Sleeping Beauty or Aurora looks like she was lovely.
Yeah.
But then from Maleficent's point of view, you're like, oh, okay, cool. It's just like two tellings of the same story. Both think they were doing the right
thing. And also with, like, Sleeping Beauty as a story, I mean, Maleficent didn't do anything great, but all she did was put a little curse on it.
Yeah.
So she doesn't want to skin 101 dogs.
So from a certain point of view...
There is no point of view where killing 101 dogs is good. Unless...
What if...
Yeah.
What if the movie reveals that Dalmatians are the devil incarnate and they all have a little bit of Satan in them?
Yeah, that's why they were growling at her. She knows their secret.
But
I know you're the devil.
But then again, if you were to be like, these are little Satans.
Yeah.
I'm reading the world of Satans. You're like, that's great. Mm. I'm now wearing the Satans.
You're like, oh, you didn't need to do that.
It's not just killing the dogs. It's wearing the dogs.
If I killed the devil, I would absolutely wear his skin.
As
a trophy to be like, you know the Satan from the Bible? One, he's real. Well, sorry, was real. Two, I killed him with...
Check out my pants.
Bare hands. Three, check out my leather Satan. My satin pants.
Oh!
Call Me By Your Name ends with, like, snapping Satan, but then wearing Satan.
Yeah.
Great
exactly.
film.
It's just...
Oh, right. When you said Call Me By Your Name, I thought you meant the movie Call Me By Your Name. And I was like, no, that ends with Timothée Chalamet crying at a fireplace.
I don't think the devil's in that movie.
So if you add...
I just like the idea of you pole dancing to hell.
I'll do it.
Then kill, like, you know, to grind snap on him. Satan, snap his neck,
except
and then
I don't
wear him.
I don't become Satan. I wear him and then leave.
Pole dance up.
Let's go. Everyone's like, you've left hell on God. I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Well,
it's not my house.
Who gives a shit?
Whatever. Check out my new column.
But I don't know how the hell Disney's going to reconcile this in any way that's satisfying.
Okay, do we want to commit?
Yeah.
It's either going to be they make Jackson's thing, which is they're going to go too hard and therefore being like really driven or like girl boss is bad.
Yeah.
And they end the movie like quite late in Cruella's life. Or are they going to end it really early to the point where there's no real reference to the fact she's going to kill and wear dogs?
Are we going to walk out of that cinema being like, wow, that really demonized backing yourself and like trying to make a go of it in a world that's working against you? Or are we going to work out like, but later on she skins dogs?
Well, I guess motivation consuming people and them...
Yeah,
I was gonna say, that's a genre. There's a million movies.
Is it kind of like a Whiplash?
Yeah,
where it's kind of like, you know, he becomes obsessed with drumming and like ruins his.
Yeah, people are look. I'm going to use my platform here. Yeah. If you think that the ending of Whiplash is a happy ending, you're a fucking idiot.
He make a good song.
People think they're like, oh, he did it. No, that's not what the. Anyway, people are like, yeah, wow, he really was able to achieve his dreams. I'm like. You're a fuckhead.
At what cost?
The cost of everything. His dad hates him. He's broke up with his person that he was in love with. He's just thrown his entire life away to play one drum song.
Yeah. In that car crash, ruined his body.
I've never seen Whiplash.
It's good.
At what
cost? Oh, okay.
Yeah. You seen La La Land?
Nah.
That's good too.
At what cost?
At what cost?
Yeah. I think this might just be, a similar kind of concept, but I think the meaning...
She did it, but at what cost?
Yeah, she did it, but at what cost? Oh, at the cost of
skin some dogs.
101 dogs.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be more overt. I don't think you're going to look at this and be like, oh, yeah, no, that...
Yeah, like, was she good? Was she
bad?
What
if the movie ends with like a flash forward to after the events of 101 Dalmatians and she's like, I went too far, I love dogs.
Yeah, maybe.
And they redeem her in a flash forward. In jail. Does she go to jail?
No. Oh, maybe. I don't know. What about this? What about, get this, what if Emma Thompson somehow is really Cruella? and Emma Stone gets her identity stolen.
And Emma Stone is actually Lady Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian.
Johnny Dalmatian.
That
she's the right age,
both
Emma Thompson.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard, but also somehow I think that they could do that.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I think there's a possibility.
So Emma Thompson sort of steals the identity of Cruella De Vil.
I am Cruella. Yeah. The stuff on the wall, because the trailer's cut together to make it look like that Cruella has projected the lights.
Yeah, yeah. And so then. Slugmo Stone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She becomes Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian.
If I find out that Johnny Dalmatian's real name is Anna and I was right at the start, I'm going to be upset. Yeah. I'll check right at the end of the episode and we can learn together.
Sure. So then she becomes, the meek sort of fairy floss, lovely, kind of forgiving and that kind of stuff. I had another little bit of a brain snap.
Yeah.
And just is like, I can't out evil her, so I'm going to out good her.
Yeah.
And maybe the fashion industry isn't for me, so I'm just going to like revert back to that
kind
of person.
Cruella
And then Slugmo
Stone.
No, Thompson.
It
basically takes all those ideas and becomes the supreme Cruella.
Because if it's like, oh, who's Cruella? We don't know who Cruella is. It's a Banksy situation. And she's like, I'm Cruella. Oof. And then Emma Thompson's like, no, I'm Cruella. And then we as the audience were like, wait, who's Cruella?
Yeah, because then it's just
Slugmo
kind of...
Slugmo or Slugmo? We point.
Because you got the whole black and white symbology of like both of them using it. You then have like, who is this Cruella? Who is Slugmo?
And then what about this? Maybe she doesn't become Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian. She's just like, I got to go. And then Disney, it ends and they're like, Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian. No, Cruella will return in 101 Dalmatians 2. Where she comes back to fight, after the coat thing happens.
There is 101 Dalmatians 2. It's called 102 Dalmatians.
Well, that's non-canon now.
Okay.
So they could... They could pull it off so that Slugmo Thompson becomes a Cruella that we see in 101 Dalmatians, and that Slugmo Stone is either... Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian or another character.
Yeah. I think that's possible.
Identity theft
as that's a big sound. Plot point
so
in this
because
movie.
If we go with that Cruella is not a name and that is either a cruel nickname that was given to her or whatever, it just becomes something that's adopted. So then it just becomes a moniker that people utilize and use. So I think that is a highly, highly possible situation.
Yeah, I think that's very feasible.
So one thing that I'm going to circle back to because no one reminded me, but I remembered.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Cruella is rated PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
You know the rules of PG-13?
You get one fuck.
You
one.
Get one
you
fuck.
Get one.
You get one
Where
fuck.
Do you think it is going to be?
Opening word.
Fuck!
Fuck! I'm Cruella De Vil.
So opening word is fuck. What if the closing sentence includes fuck and it says, I'm going to skin 101 fucking dogs?
I think it's going to be something along the lines, it's going to be dog related.
You fucking dogs.
Yeah, I'm just thinking it's going to be.
Fuck dogs.
Someone's going to be like,
hey, you know what? Fuck dogs.
Yeah. The movie ends and they'll be like, fuck dogs.
I think it's going to be, okay, so let's say Slugmo Thompson is being chased by dogs and then she's just going to be like, fuck these dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if she's being chased by the dogs and one of the dog bites her on the bum cheek and she says, oh, the fucking dog bit me on the ass.
Yeah, I can imagine Slugmo Thompson saying that.
Yeah, me too.
He's very,
I hope I don't end up the fucking Slugmo, she said. And we in the movie cinema, we don't know what that means, but we find out later from
this episode of the podcast. So we know
and
what it means.
E! Entertainment.
Yeah, E! Entertainment News is like Emma Thompson, Slugmo Thompson.
I think it's going to be something to do with dog related because I think whoever becomes Cruella De Vil at the end, and I'm starting to think now it's going to be Slugmo Thompson.
Yeah.
Going to say fuck dogs.
She's going to just be like fucking dogs. Like,
yeah,
whatever
yes,
it is.
Yeah, yeah,
to be
yeah.
Just like, you know, we need to.
What if she says, this is warm, fuck, when she's patting a dog?
Yeah.
This is warm. Fuck. This is warm. when she's got her whole hand inside a dog somehow.
Yeah. But I think if they're going to use a fuck, I think fucking dogs. That's a chance. It'll be intense for Disney, but there's a chance. They can do it.
Yeah, they can. It's by law. They're allowed to.
Yeah. And they'd be fools not to, you know, use the opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, look. Finally.
Yeah.
Do we think, and this is the biggest baseless speculation of all, do we think this movie is going to be good?
I think this movie might be crazy. And in being as crazy as it is, it will be good.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fun to see at the cinema, basically.
I think the only way that this won't be at least kind of like a huge maniac vibe is that if they end it way too early, so like you don't actually, they make a Cruella movie, but it doesn't actually tie in how a person goes from where Slugmo Stone starts to where Cruella de Vil wants to kill dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
The more I think about it, I think more Jack's on the money here. I just think it's gonna be like, we think that Slugmo Stone is going to be Cruella de Vil, but it ends up being actually it was Slugmo Thompson the whole time.
That would be a crazy flip.
That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, the more I'm thinking like we're gonna get so Slugmo Stone's gonna like dabble with kind of going into that kind of like maybe she's being deranged, maybe she's like at any cost, but then she realizes because it's gonna be a bit of like a competition between the two where they kind of keep pushing each other, and that's when she drops out and she's like, no, I'm gonna become
a good person.
I'm gonna change my name to Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian.
Which kind of makes it's like you two were classmates, two were like friendly to whatever, and then that's why Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian is like, you don't know what she's been through.
Yeah.
I pushed her to the extreme. I made her worse.
In many ways, I feel responsible for it, so that's why. And then maybe Disney releases a live-action 101 Dalmatians with the stuff that happened in Cruella as a bit of context, and maybe it makes it a little bit more interesting. Exactly. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. And then we have a world-renowned actress, Slugmo Thompson, wants to skin dogs.
You know, yeah, and that's much, much easier to swallow than the protagonist of your girl boss movie wanting to skin dogs.
Yeah. Because this could be like, look, because you can have drive, you can push yourself, but it comes to a point where you have to either like, to succeed, you have to skin dogs.
Yeah.
So that's bad, so you're going to back off.
Yeah,
and that's a fine message.
That's a pretty good lesson.
Really. Yeah. Don't skin dogs.
Don't skin dogs.
Yeah. And it turns out that Mrs. Johnny Dalmatian's real name is Anita Campbell Green Dearly.
Wow.
And her husband, Roger Dearly.
You're not close with Anna. Well, you're a bit close with Anna.
Anna and Anita are very close.
They're both A's, close-ish. I guess.
And Roger Dearly Dalmatian, pretty close.
Pretty close.
So I think we can all agree that the bingo card this week.
Yeah. Packed.
Packed, but also probably going to be very filled out.
Yeah.
Which will be a great last thing for people to hear as they put their bingo cards untouched in the bin once again. The BS boys have fucked me once more.
I cannot believe they thought they would be identity theft in this movie.
Superbad does not hold up. Not even once.
Really? It's bad. Yeah, no, it's not good bad. To watch again.
Chicka chicka, yeah, fake ID, McLovin.
In the bin.
I told her what time it was.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we've been the BS boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes. And if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com. And to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.